Tonight, we are hearing from young people across the Channel Islands about their thoughts on local politics.
Not long now before people in Guernsey go to the polls for their election, but in Jersey, students are being encouraged to engage with local politics through the island's first Democracy Week.
Yeah, we went down to Highlands College earlier on today to see a bus being graffitied with political ideas, as well as finding out what students like Jacob have learned during Democracy Week.
I've learnt that a lot of people don't actually know how to change stuff in their area and like environment and stuff like that. And I've learnt that it's not that hard to do it. You just have to kind of reach out and find the right person to contact to get involved. And obviously when you're over 16, you can vote and get things changed and you can do online petitions. So it's actually not that hard. It's just finding the information first. I've definitely had my eyes open, yet it's kind of didn't worry me as much before, but now obviously with the workshop I've kind of discovered that the environments are very affected by stuff like the amount of cars that we have per family in Jersey, and it's like almost double, which is obviously quite a big issue. I'm more likely to vote now than I was because I now know that I can actually, you know, have an input and change something that is important and can impact Jersey as itself.
My name is Nadia Williams. On Monday we all started brainstorming ideas of what should be changed in certain topics. So there was like technology, community, environment and education. And our ideas that we all came up with are being painted on like a mural on a school bus, which I believe is going to be driven around Jersey for school students. It's a really great idea, and the way that it's being executed, I think it's a really creative way to execute ideas that students have come up with. My team came up with an AI that safeguards children and the way they use the internet in education, because throughout my education, the safeguarding was quite easy to bypass and get through. So for the sake of other children not having to experience some things that are inappropriate to them, it's probably better to have a AI that searches for keywords on websites and just instantly blocks it. No, I've not really thought about politics too much generally, but this week really got me thinking about Jersey itself and what are the key problems and issues within Jersey that might not be a problem in places like the mainland UK and other countries as well. There are a lot of differences, like the opportunities when we're talking about community for children and teenagers. There's a lot less opportunities for them to have fun and enjoy themselves that doesn't cost anything, whether we have community centres, but there's not a lot besides that. Whether there are places in the UK that will have some nights that are free for people who either can't afford it or don't want to pay a fee, and it's a place for them not to spend out in public causing a nuisance or finding strange ways to find entertainment.
My name is Caitlin Bison. I was kind of told to take part in the assembly kind of thing, but I was happy that I did it because it kind of opened my mind to like what can happen and what I can do. My mind is basically open to like the opportunities that I can do, so like I can make a change in that I can vote. My idea for the mural was environment. So instead of making new buildings, we use up like old buildings that aren't being used anymore, so then we can change those into just new buildings. Yeah. And having the opportunity to reuse things gives more space for like greenery and all that, so it can be a more welcoming environment for people. I think I will pay more attention to what's going on like around me, so I can just see what can possibly be changed.
Jacob, Nadia and Caitlin from Highlands College talking about Democracy Week, as well as some of the issues that they believe affect them.
At the moment, Jersey is running its very first Democracy Week, and part of that includes creating a mural on a bus featuring issues and ideas that affect young islanders.
While we were down there, we caught up with a few more students.
My name's Marila Moshe.
Did you sort of know much about democracy or even democracy was before this week?
Not really. I just keep myself to myself when I'm signed up to vote, but I don't vote because when like the manifesto comes around, they've got all this writing and I'm not keen on writing. So if they did it in like a different way, maybe they did like a video and got their top 3 points and how they're going to do it. I think that'd be more engaging than having a book with loads of words in. Reading's important, but if you haven't got time, say you've only just received it and you have to vote in 2 days' time, you don't have time to read. So something like that's quick and easy and just pops up on Facebook or Instagram, it's just quick to see. As soon as I left secondary school, like, I came here and this guy was like, oh, vote. And so we signed up to voting, but I didn't know who to vote for, what I want. I don't know if they can hear what I want or they're just going to say what they want. So it would be nice to have our own voices as the community.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Jessica Myhill. On Monday, we had a little democracy workshop and yeah, we were put into groups of four, education, community, technology and environment. I spoke about how I think learning things like self-sufficiency, like real life skills, would really benefit a lot of people from a young age in education up to university. Because then you leave school and you're like, how do I pay my taxes? Or just being able to grow your own vegetables. I think it's good for the environment because there's a lot of like airfares and it's cheaper, it's healthier, there's more nutrients. So that was my point that I put across. The main ideas are being painted behind me on the bus. I was actually interested in it before. So in my class, there was two of us who heard about it and the teacher was like, if you want to go along, feel free. So we were like, yeah, sure, why not? I'd say most of my friends aren't really engaged with politics, but a few of them, yes, a few of them have views. I mean, I'm friends with two people that applied recently for the elections, one of whom got through, so that's good to know. So yeah, I feel like there's a mixture within my friendship group. I do think it's accessible for people to learn about politics. It's not really something that's in the education system. People aren't really told about it, and I think it's really important. So I think there definitely should be more, and then I think people would care more and get engaged with it because it does affect their lives.
So I'm Deputy Jerry Massel of St Saviour and I'm the Assistant Education Minister. Yeah, so the feedback from students has been really interesting, and from the feedback that I've heard from teachers and students, it seems to have gone down really well and been really well received. Obviously the elections are in May 2022 and we do need to do more in engaging young people because they are the voters of tomorrow. So it's important that they understand our system, kind of know the principles of democracy, and so it kind of starts this week with Democracy Week and how we can build from there. So there'll be lots of different initiatives from the State SGREF going forward about kind of engagement in democracy. Some of the issues that the students have been talking to us about have been kind of the predictable ones, education and the environment, that they always have passions amongst young people. But what was really interesting was actually kind of the issues around kind of community, and I suppose it's from the COVID situation, kind of how important kind of issues around community have been to our young people. So that's really good to see. So the idea is, yeah, to gather the ideas of the young people, put them on the bus, move that around the island some way so that, you know, it gets people talking and thinking about it, and our young people kind of engage in the process.
Students Murray and Jessica, thanks so much to Jacob, Nadia and Caitlin, who talked to us, as well as Deputy Jeremy Masson, who was all speaking there, all part of Democracy Week. I was checking out the bus with the mural on the side.
Oh, yeah?
With some of the words that the students came up with and some of the ideas. I mean, it was kind of half done. It's going to be finished over the next couple of days, but it's going to be really, really eye-catching. And the idea is that, you know, it gets driven around different schools in Jersey. It's going to be really, really cool. Definitely a bus that I would, you know, want to go to school in or just, like, ride in.
It's, yeah.